Hour number two of the Charles and Large Joseph Show here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On this Friday, every Friday at this time, we say hello to our man, Christopher Dwayne Sanders. What up? What's up, Chris?
Man, what is going on? I'm kind of down today, man.
Why are you down?
Man, me and my wife are watching our favorite show, and I know this is because we're watching Golden Bachelor. So okay. It is the last episode, and it went off, so we don't know what else to watch. We can't watch the Bernie Mac show. That's not on anymore. So we just kind of figured out what show to watch.
Bernie Mac was great.
It's the funniest show ever.
That's a throwback right there.
Yeah, it's the greatest
what
show.
About the
How y'all doing this morning?
What about the Chase and Big Joe show? We're on demand. Oh, we're on YouTube.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's the best show around. I mean, you should get an award, and, you know, I just love what you guys are doing. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome.
One of the best, if not the best, receivers in football comes to our city this weekend with the Minnesota Viking and Jefferson. Look, Chris, I don't give the Titans much of a chance in this game, which means they'll probably win by, you know,
I know.
Two touchdowns. But how do you defend a guy like that? Or do you?
You do. You have to take him out of the game. And I think, you know, Denard Wilson is basically going to do that. I mean, this guy is a great wide receiver. He has 831 yards, I think 2 TDs already. But here's what you got to do. We got a defense called brackets. And when you run brackets against somebody, you kind of take him out of the game. You have one over top, you have one underneath to basically take him out of the game. So those are some of the things you can do. But at the end of the day, he's still going to get his catches because he understands how to run routes and get open. So it's going to be a tough task for these guys. But, man, it's going to be interesting.
Levis had a decent game in his return to the lineup. He didn't do anything stupid.
Nah.
So, I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for. So what does he need to do to build on that?
I mean, he's just got to keep playing with confidence. I want to see – we always talk about, you know, the guys that last in the league is the guys that are consistent, and I want to see some consistency. I know, you know, it was a simple game plan last week. We had 18 for 23 for 100-something yards and 2 TDs, 2 to Calvin Ridley. I want to see him build off that. I want to see him take control of this offense. I want to see him go through his right reads. I want to see him do everything that he did last week. And I want Brian Callahan – and I know this sounds kind of crazy, but just let him loose. I mean, I know you want to throw the checkdowns. I know you want to throw the little hitches. That's great. Let him loose. Let him throw the ball downfield and let his skill set try to make some plays.
Can we finally, Chris, and you play the position at a high level. I mean, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, can we just go ahead and sign him to a deal? I mean, that guy.
Lifetime deal.
I mean, what an amazing free agent. I mean, this guy is just a great story, Chris.
It is, but here's the difference. TD gave him a nickname. He called him Honda Accord. I think it's Honda Accord, right?
Yeah.
You know, and check this out. You know, everybody has a lot of expensive cars, but why, you know, does the Honda Accord don't need work? Because when you open up the lid, it's built different. And that's the same thing with NWA. With NWI, he's built different. When I say he's built different, he may not be flashy. He may not be this. He may not be that. He's built with character. He built as a team player. He's built with unselfishness. He asks what you tell him to do, and he's built with consistency. So he might not be the flashiest car out there, but you lift up the hood of his heart. NWI is built different.
It's like they just like, all right, please go away. Please go away. And it's like he keeps coming back around like a porch cat.
I didn't even know he was on the – I didn't know he was even still on the team until he caught a touchdown against the Colts. I'm like, oh, he's still there? I promise you. I'm like, dang, he's still there. But – he always shows up. Here's what I want to break down. We always talk about what a professional looks like. We think a professional is a guy who finishes sprint, a guy who is boisterous, a guy who's like, oh, he's a professional. No, a professional is NWI. He shows up to practice. He plays special teams. He does what you ask him to do. And a lot of players can take notes from this guy because he might not even have 20 catches this year, but 17 to be touchdowns and 3 to be first downs. That's the kind of guy he is.
Plus, you know, you never anything bad about him. He goes there and gets his jobs done. I think NWI is everything that's good about pro football. Guy had no chance. He was not drafted, but he took advantage of the opportunity. He's everything that makes football special. At least I think so.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is you have a guy that has character. You have a guy that does the right thing. Nobody cheers that on. They want a guy that's boisterous, throwing helmets and cussing out the coaches. That gets the pub. But I think that at the end of the day, with him having a great attitude, with him always in position, him doing the right thing, I sign him into a lifetime deal because you want a guy on your team. I know you can't build your offense around him, but here's a guy that you can always count on, and I think it's definitely NWI. Great, great guy.
We're talking to Chris Sanders, who is also a great, great guy.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother.
Forever Titans wide receiver. What's kind of been your thought on Jarvis Brownlee and how he's done in his rookie year?
He's done okay. I mean, he's got a little something about him. But the one thing that I get concerned about, he always has a penalty. I mean, you can guarantee him he's going to get a penalty. If he can work on, not getting penalties, I think he can be a good player in this league. Because here's what I love about him is he brings a certain attitude, a certain, swag to the defense. And as a defensive back, you got to have that type of personality. So I know that, he has a good game. All of a sudden he has a penalty, a legal contact or something like that. But if he can get rid of that, I think he can be a decent corner in this league or a decent corner in this league.
What is it about the Tennessee Titans and able to find those corners, in the late rounds? I mean, we've seen it for years here.
Yeah, it's just hard. I mean, the last, late round guy that we got was Corden Finnegan, a guy like that. You need guys like that are feisty, that's going to fight. I mean, look at Blaine Bishop. Blaine Bishop went to Ball State, and I think he got – back when he was in, they had 12 rounds. I think he got drafted late
eighth
in the round.
Eighth
round. But, see, when you get those type of guys, those guys are always having to prove themselves. But if you get a guy in the first and second round, they feel like, okay, I arrived. But when you start getting those guys in the late round, they have to fight. They have to claw to make sure they make every play of the game. Because why? Because their game is on display every single week.
Be honest. The first time you line up against Blaine Bishop, did you laugh?
Man.
I've talked to Blaine about this. I mean, he's 5'8", 5'9".
5'2", and he still needs a booster seat. No, I'm just kidding. But this is what happened one day. This is my first day of practice. He calls me out. So he's like, hey, come out here. He called me Ohio State. Come out here, Ohio State. First of all, when he walks out there, he's bow-legged. So he's, I'm like, wait a minute. He's like, time out. He can't run. I ran a post, and I beat him by 7 or 8 yards. He said, you know what? I'm not even going to cover him no more. So I had to establish my dominance in that situation. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, I think Blaine Bishop is one of the best strong safeties I've ever been around. Smart, coachable, tenacity, has an attitude, and I'm so glad that he's in the Tennessee Hall of Fame because he's a great, great player.
So quick story. When I was 10 years old when you guys moved here.
Dang.
I know, sorry. and I had not watched a lick of Oilers football really before that. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what game it was, but I'm watching the game with my dad. And Blaine just, Hitman, lays a guy, just lays him out. And I just remember going, whoa, just being shocked as this 10-year-old. And I never took my eye off of him. Man. It's just how he was.
Ooh. But there's some people that are just wired like that. I mean, he's just wired like that. I mean, when you talk to him on the sidelines, I mean, he's gonna wear his personality on his sleeves. I remember we were playing a game and our offense was struggling. He jumped up and let everybody from the receiver to the offensive line to the mascot to the people in the fans let him know that he wasn't happy about it. But that's what made Blaine special is he, even though he wore his emotions on his sleeve, he played every play like it was his last play. So he's one of the reasons why we went to the Super Bowl in 1999.
Well, also, y'all's first game in Memphis against the Raiders, when he broke his forearm, he hit Ricky Dudley, the tight end of the Raiders, hard that I thought Ricky Dudley was dead. I'm not kidding you. He laid there. I'm like, oh, my God, that guy's dead. And then Blaine broke his forearm and kept on playing. That's what we need these days. We don't have warriors like that.
They wouldn't let him in this league today.
No.
They wouldn't. You remember Ronnie Lott? Remember when his finger was broken?
Oh, yeah.
And he cut off his little pinky finger? That's a little extreme. If that happened to me, I'm out of there. But you're right. But here's the thing. If we did have guys like that, they'll probably be getting a penalty every single play because of the physicalness of, thinking that it's a headshot. So, I love what Blaine did. We need guys like that. We need guys that have an attitude of, guess what? I don't care how small I am. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how y'all won championships. Y'all got to beat me today. And that's the attitude that Blaine Bishop had every single practice, every single play, and every single down. That's why he is one of my favorite players.
Amen to that. Big one tonight. The big red and Innsworth. We got the Hasselbecks on one side, who we love. Chris Sanders on the other, who we love. I mean, it's a tough one for us.
Okay, let me break this down. I'm gonna put you right on the spot. Who do you love the most?
I love you. You know that. But I'm joking.
No, but here's what I love about Innsworth. They got a great program, and first of all, they got a staff of all NFL coaches. They got Ben Jones. They got Leroy Harris. They got both. I mean, they got a whole squad. They're well coached. They're physical. They're talented. But you know what the thing about it is? It's like Michigan. When we played Michigan, they put in their pants just like we do.
There we go.
We're just going to go out and have some fun and let the chips fall where they fall. But just listen, this is why I love high school football right here. It's cold. It's dreary. Your nose is running. You know, the smell of the grass and the refs, you know, when they walk out on the field, you know, the coaches warming up at the 50-yard line, the players staring at each other, all that stuff, man. Listen, this is what it's all about on Friday night, and I cannot wait. And I think Innsworth is a phenomenal team.
Don't forget, they got Papa Hasselbacks over there too as well.
No, they got everybody.
They got three of them, three Hasselbacks
over there.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with the Raiders back in 83.
That's crazy, man.
You know what? You're right. You know what? As one coach told me, all you're guaranteed is 48 minutes.
And 48 minutes.
How are you going to use those 48 minutes? So good luck tonight, brother.
Man, I love y'all so much. And let me tell you something, and I say this all the time. It is an honor and a privilege to come on the show every single Friday. Why? Because I have two great guys with two great hearts, and I'm honored to be a part of this family. Love you guys so much and appreciate you.
You too, Chris. Good luck tonight, and we'll be listening Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Chris Sanders joining us here on the program. I just pulled up the coaches for Innsworth.
Yeah, right?
it's crazy. I mean, Leroy Harris – who I guess he's teaching over there. Now he's a fitness instructor or something.
Great player.
So he's one. Tim Hasselbeck, obviously the head coach. I'm trying to see if there's
Matt.
Matt is there. They're not. They're.
Probably. I mean, the guys made millions. They don't need to be on the. They're just probably doing it for the pure love of being around kids and loving the game.
Yeah. I mean, their coaches is just crazy.
Did you say Ben Jones?
Yeah, he's not listed, but I know he's coaching over there.
Warrior. So,
yeah.
Ben Jones, just warrior.
You know what was funny? Let's go to the break, and then I'll tell this story. But there was the first time I remember a former Titan coaching. It will always stand out to me, and it changed the game around here in a good way. We'll discuss that much more next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.